freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman. That right there, that's the coach. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. A good day on PGA Tour Live. Let's chop it up.
Let's chop it up. Before we get to the top of the leaderboard, the golf course, TPC Twin Cities, offered a little bit of a reprieve today. Coach, it played about a shot and a half easier on Friday. Still over par. Still plenty of balls in the water, but scoring average did get closer to even par.
Yeah, that's because the wind never got going like it did yesterday. I mean, it was probably 20 miles per hour less, Rick, than it was yesterday. Yesterday afternoon was really, really difficult playing conditions. And the thing I love about this tournament, and I think that if they maneuver it and move it around in the schedule, you're going to see some really, really top players decide to come play this event. Because what do we always ask for, Rick, in a golf tournament? If somebody has a lead, we want the ability for them to either come back or people to catch them. You get that at this course. TPC Twin Cities has water on 14 of the 18 holes. And if you're not controlling your golf ball and it fades a little too much or hooks a little too much, you've watched for 2 days. What happens? Right in the water. That's why we have such a, I think, a wide margin between the lead and where the cut line is going to ultimately end up.
Yeah, I think I would need a couple dozen golf balls if I played TPC Twin Cities. We'd have to pile them up in the bag. Scott Piercy, though, at the top of the leaderboard, having no issues controlling his golf ball. You thought his Thursday 65 was good. How about a Friday 64? That's 7 under around TPC Twin Cities, and it puts him at 13 under par, Coach. That's 3 shots clear of everyone else as Scott Piercy tries to capture his 5th PGA Tour victory.
Well, this is how good he has played. There's only 2 guys within 5. There's only 4 guys within 6. That's crazy. You never see that at a PGA Tour after Friday afternoon. But here's the deal. Apparently, he was so fed up with his golf swing that he completely retooled it. Threw out all of his clubs, started from scratch, made the cut last week, and now today he looks like a completely different player. He leads the field in birdies. He's hitting it tight. It seems like every single hole, if he continues like this, and we're going to start really early tomorrow because of the weather, and it's going to be really, really soft, so that's going to feed right back in to his hands because the way he's hitting, and if it gets a lot of rain or if it's soft in the morning, I think he's going to continue to go and push it out.
Coach, I'm glad you mentioned that because there is weather in the area. They've moved up tee times for Saturday. So they're going off split tees, 3 balls from 6:50 a.m. to 8:50 a.m. local time. That's central time. So this could be good for Scott Piercy. I know he's got 4 wins, but his last win was a team event with Billy Horschel in 2018. Not having to sit around all day, right, on that 36-hole lead, not have to wonder, or imagine yourself hoisting a trophy on Sunday. That could be pretty good for Scott Piercy.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be pretty good. I think it'll be pretty great. I mean, he couldn't ask for a better scenario. Plus, he just finished playing late, so he's going to go home, have dinner, and get right back up in the morning. And as you said, he doesn't have to sit around all day. Now, let's not sugarcoat this. We understand, and people that are true golf fans understand that a while back he had some real issues with social media. He lost all of his sponsors. And for him to not have to sit around tomorrow and think about where he was and where he wants to be is a really, really good thing. We can never equate what goes on inside of a player's body or mind and what they're dealing with off the course when they're on the course. But we know what he's had to deal with. So I think going into tomorrow, if he continues to play this way, and this is a course that you have to hit it in the right spots too, that means less and less players, I believe, that aren't in form can come back. This is his golf tournament to lose.
3 shots clear of Emiliano Grillo. He's the next closest chaser. It was a Friday 65 to push Grillo to 10 under. And Coach, Grillo had the opposite of baby swag. Sometimes you see these guys, they have a baby. They've got a lot of new perspective. They're feeling confident. They go out, they play well. It forced Grillo into a slump. He was horrible. He missed a bunch of cuts. He's broken out of that. We're seeing much better play. We're seeing him get back to his strengths, the ball striking. We know it's always going to come down to the putter with him. And so far, so good through 2 rounds.
One of the great things about PGA Tour Live is we have 10 hours to discuss everything. one of the negatives to PGA Tour Live is we have 10 hours to discuss everything. And one of the discussions me and the governor, Billy Kratzert, had today was about being a father, being married, how it changes your approach. We were technically talking about Ricky Fowler, but it applies to a lot of different guys on the PGA Tour. And Billy said, listen, it takes a guy a while to adjust. Look at Ricky. 2 years ago, gets married, has a baby. His slump's been 2 years. So you can always back time it to either when they got married, when they had the first baby, when they had the second baby, when the slump comes. Imagine having to get out of bed when you're not used to. Imagine having a 7 o'clock tee time and little Johnny wakes you up at 1 a.m. That affects you on the golf course, but you're not going to go and talk about it to the media before or after your round. Nobody's going to care that you were up half the night burping your baby. You got to go out and get the job done. So Emiliano Grillo today made it look incredibly easy. And I said on the air, I said, if you want to watch somebody play this course perfectly, that's what Grillo did today. He missed all in the right spots. He hit it all in the right spots. He played the slopes and the bumps and the humps. And a lot of these green complexes, Rick, they're divided into like fours. And if you don't hit it on the right side, man, it's going to rappel way away from the hole. So Grillo today, I think for the first time, and I had him on First Cut this week as my sleeper pick at plus 5,000. Because I really thought the way he'd been hitting it lately that this course would fit well with him. So far, I'm looking pretty good on that pick.
Yeah, absolutely. You are. A couple of bigger names in the Chase pack. Let's start with Tony Finau. This is about as tidy coach of a 36 holes as you can get. It's 8 birdies, 1 bogey, the rest are pars. We've seen a lot of big numbers out there. Tony Finau's been able to avoid all of those. He's not racking up a bunch of birdies, but he's keeping himself in the mix heading into the weekend.
It's kind of the Tony Finau from 3 months ago when he wasn't making any putts because he's hitting it as well as anybody on the PGA Tour right now. I would say today, starting at 18, 1, 2, 4, 5, at least 6 very makeable birdie putts buzzed the tower, hit the edge, didn't make it. He easily could be in double digits without anything crazy happening whatsoever. 14 players came from the Open Championship. I said on First Cut, a lot of them would struggle. I was right. But I did think, because Tony Finau, he loves this place. He loves this course. He loves everything about it. You've got to go with a positive attitude when you are fatigued. He has that. The other guys, I don't think so much. And you're seeing the Galls of the world and all these guys that came that have been playing a lot starting to struggle because they played several weeks in a row. And I wish Mark Immelman was on the show today because I told him Tuesday that this would happen. And everything I said on the show, that's exactly what has happened the first 2 days in Minneapolis.
Sungjae Im is finishing up right now. He's playing his final hole of the day. It's the par 5, 18th. He's currently 1 under, which makes him 7 under for the tournament. Sungjae is another guy who's played a bunch recently, hasn't played particularly well, but kind of trying to break out of that little slump, break out of that little funk, and see if he can make some noise this weekend.
And he's not playing particularly well today. He had it to 9 under. He's had a couple of sloppy bogeys coming home. I have him in a matchup today against Adam Hadwin, and thank goodness Adam Hadwin's playing like crap, or I'd probably be losing that head-to-head. But it shows you just how good Sungjae Im is, that he can be 7-under, that he can be in the top 10 the way he's hitting the ball today. Yesterday, he was damn near perfect. He made everything. But when you look at strokes gained putting, and I want you to remember this next year, Rick, for your website, for all of your followers, for your incredible people that subscribe to your incredible website, that at this course, yes, he made a lot of putts, but he hit it in the right spots. He had a lot of flat putts. He didn't have a lot of putts that moved. And on this course, that is paramount. So ball strikers moving forward, that's who I'm going to back next year, year after, because look at the top of the leaderboard today. What do you have? Ball strikers.
Bunch of ball strikers. We'll round this segment out here with Callum Tarran, coach, because we can't pass up the round of the day. That was a bogey-free 8-under 63, and there's a couple of things here. We've seen Callum pop a couple of times here recently, but he's also the poster boy for these guys who have got to make hay this week and in the next 2 weeks. He started this week 144th in the FedEx Cup standings. If it ended right now, he'd be 97th. Okay. So we're talking about getting yourself into the playoffs, trying to set yourself up for a little bit of a run. There's going to be a lot of these stories. There's going to be a lot of guys trying to earn not only money and points, but jobs for next year in the next 3 weeks.
there's a lot to unwrap with this topic. There really, really is. Here's the thing about Taren. I'm kind of kicking myself. I think when I was going through, I'm like you. I'll pick four or five guys, and I'll put $100 on each guy every week to win. And I looked at him. I think he was like plus 15,000 or something like that. It was north of 10,000. I was like, oh, he's playing well, and I didn't do it. There's no way we're going to get that number now, obviously. But here's the deal. And we talked about it a lot today on the broadcast, and I already looked at the field for next week at the Rocket Mortgage, and it's about 80% of the same guys. All the top 10 of the FedEx Cup, you're not going to see them again until the first week of the playoffs. But for these guys, and there's a lot of guys that wish they didn't have to play right now. Webb Simpson, he's going to be forced to play at least once, probably twice, because he's in that north of 100. But here's where some of the guys will benefit. Not a lot of people are talking about this. There's at least 6, 7, 8 guys that are still listed on the FedEx Cup rankings that will not be there when the regular season is over. And so you look at the bubble boys like Ricky Fowler, he's between 125 and 130. Taren's the same way. As long as Taren gets up to 133 or 132, they're going to be fine, because there's going to be at least 8 guys that make it in, because 8 guys are not going to make it in. So when you look at guys like him, or Stuart Sink's a bubble boy, Fowler's a bubble boy, there's a lot of guys. And I said today, I feel like we're in the changing of the guard. We had Jonas Blix today, was at -3 at one point. I feel like a lot of these names that we've heard of, either they've got to get better, or their careers are going to be over, or they're going to go to live, because a lot of these young studs, they're not scared of these old cats. They're not scared of these veterans. So you're going to see in the next 3 weeks a nice mix of veterans and young dudes. And let's remember also, Rick, next year everything changes a lot as far as the playoffs are concerned. Only 70 guys will make it next year to the playoffs.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of changes. For those of you who didn't put it together, Coach is referring to the live guys that have not resigned from the PGA Tour. Abraham Answer still in the FedEx Cup standings. Pat Perez still in the FedEx Cup standings. Paul Casey, et cetera, et cetera. Yep. They will obviously not be playing in Memphis when our playoffs start. So the couple guys outside of 125 are going to make their way in. All right, Coach, we're going to look at the live odds and see if we can find some value on this Friday night. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners. It's a really fine line creating workout clothes that are great in the gym and workout clothes that are also great to look at outside the gym. And Vuori has threaded that needle. They are designed to work out in, but they don't look like it. They don't feel like it. And it's incredibly comfortable stuff, whether you are running, training, swimming, doing yoga, running errands, lounging around the house. It really doesn't matter. These are versatile clothes. You'll find me often in the men's Sunday performance jogger, because I like the jogger situation that goes on down at the bottom, but they're very comfortable. They've got a little bit of a shorter inseam, so they're not as bulky as other pants or other joggers that I have seen out there. And I've really enjoyed how they work both in and out of the gym. So now here's what you can do for our listeners. First-time purchasers are getting 20% off. All you have to do is go to Vuori.com/first. That's Vuori.com/first. Again, not only will you receive 20% off your first order, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75. And here's my favorite part, free returns. Yeah, go check it out. Vuori.com/first and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing. Did you know more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Spoiler alert, your feet don't have to hurt. And I know foot biomechanics can be complex, but solving foot pain should be simple. It's a signature orthotic shape of the Superfeet insoles that give you the comfort and support where you need it the most. It redistributes and reduces stress and strain on your entire body. Think about those long walks on a golf course and how uncomfortable your feet can get. Well, they don't have to. And Superfeet has helped millions of people worldwide experience the life-changing magic of comfy, pain-free feet. When your feet feel good, so do you. It is one of the most important parts of your overall health and well-being. And for a limited time, Superfeet is having its biggest sale of the year. Go to superfeet.com to save 25% off site-wide and get free shipping. Hurry, sale pricing ends June 5th. And we're back. It is three shots for Scott Piercy at the top of the leaderboard. Our friends over at Caesars Sportsbook have him as the favorite plus 225 with Emiliano Grillo at plus 500. And then the two big names that we referred to, Coach, Sung Jae-im and Tony Finau, are both 6-1. That, 150-1 shot on Callum Tarrant or whatever it was before the tournament started, that's now 12-1, Coach. So no triple digit return on that one.
There really is no big time value, but here's what I would do, because the reason Finau and Sung Jae-im are only 6-1, which is an absurdly low number when you're six shots back of the lead, is because of who's ahead of them. And when we look at it, Scott Piercy doesn't scare anybody, but the way he's playing today, he's not going to get caught. So here's what I would do. Base this off a $100 bet like we always do. I would put $100 on Scott Piercy, or whatever your unit size is, put a unit on Scott Piercy, put a unit on Emiliano Grillo. If either guy wins, you're going to cash and you're going to profit. And that way you protect yourself. And now you're saying, if Scott Piercy doesn't win and Finau or M catch him, then that's a bad beat. You're going to give me a six-shot lead with two rounds to go. And all I got to do is have one of those top two guys cash. That's what I would do. Now, it's not a big profit, but when you play 7 days a week, a lot of our followers do that. I just want to profit. I don't care how big it is, because I grind. I grind every single day, and people should grind on this too.
Profit's profit, Coach. Doesn't matter who, what, where, when, or how. I will take profit every single time. Okay, reminder, we're going out early on Saturday. Split tees early in the morning. They're expecting some weather, so don't lag behind on getting those matchup bets in. Don't wait until you wake up and have your morning cup of coffee. They're not gonna have time, Coach. They got to get right to it, because we're going three balls off of split tees,
and this is gonna be fantastic. And I'm personally very, very excited, because we're going live on ESPN Plus at 7:50 a.m. Of course, I'm on the main feed. I'm the number one guy. So here's the deal though, the UFC starts at 3 p.m we're gonna be done by then. Yeah. We're going to be done by then. So tomorrow's shaping up really, really nicely. They're expecting big time thunderstorms later in the day. I think this really benefits, once again, the ball strikers. And it's also going to make the course a lot softer. So we've seen a lot of balls get saved from going into the water because of the softness. So I think tomorrow sets up really, really well for Grillo and with Piercy at the top. Plus, I think I'll give out a couple of plays early tomorrow, just because I care about the people at home.
That right there is the Coach. You can find him on Twitter at The Coach Rules. Producer Jacob does all that hard work behind the scenes, and we'll be back after round three and round four of the 3M Open. Find me on Twitter at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.